historically speaking, and it may seem odd that I'm discussing this, but I like history. But I do know that the Corps of Engineers was developed from a flood in Louisiana back in the 1920s. When the local authorities saw the Mississippi River raging down to New Orleans, and they blew up the levee in Plaquemines, deliberately flooded Plaquemines to save New Orleans. So and then they took indentured servant slaves, 1930s, to rebuild that levee. Blacks, 1930s, slave labor. They didn't pay them. They put them in camps. They worked to rebuild a levee. They weren't paid. They got them out of prison. They got them off the streets of New Orleans for vagrancy. 1930, they built that levee back that they blew up. So I'm not a conspiracy freak, but there's a couple things I know. John Kennedy wasn't killed by one person, and one bumbling idiot didn't kill Martin Luther King by himself. My past chairman is a civil engineer. Largest black civil engineering firm in the world. He cannot come up with an explanation for that break. He predicted the tsunami. He saved clients from Asia much money and their lives, telling them not to build in that tsunami area. He cannot come up with a logical argument or an excuse or a reason for that levee breaking in New Orleans. This is a very credible person.
There are two things that we have to look at. We have to look at the various reports of explosions being heard. And we have to look at a crater at the bottom of a levee. We have to look at divers who said they went down and there is a crater at the bottom of the levee that is explainable, consistent with an explosion having occurred. And so those are two pieces that you can actually go and look at. You can go talk to witnesses who are in the community and see how consistent it is that an explosion occurred. And you can go send investigatory teams down and look at that levee. And then you can look at history. Because who would have believed they purposely gave Native people smallpox? I mean, who would have believed that they purposely gave African people syphilis? I mean, who would have believed that? I mean, there's so many things that we can do that's just unbelievable. But yet, they're out in history.
I think
it's something that needs to be done. I kind of think it needs to be done by some independent parties because I'm a little worried about the truth that's going to come out of certain proceedings. I'm a little worried about that because it may be an effort to move on and heal and therefore not deal with things that have occurred.
Because it's also important for us to get to the next stage, and that deals with trust, right?
All right.
So, go ahead, sir.
What I would like to see, if we were to raise some funding for the National Association of Black Engineers to do a study on that levee, would they be granted access to the levee to do a documented evaluation? Budget neutral. We'll pay for it. But when my former chairman, who is a very accomplished engineer, Stanford trained, Bechtel trained, tells me he cannot find a logical explanation. If you follow him, he's not saying it was blown up. He's saying he cannot find a logical explanation for that levee breaking. The hurricane is coming on.
One thing that I am clear on from everything that I've heard about what happened that night, that it's clear that the people in the Ninth Ward, the people near the levee, the people who were near that levee, that they did in fact hear some kind of loud noise that night. Somebody has to explain what that was that they heard. And that's what you kept hearing the witnesses saying. The obvious explanation to many people is an explosion, but there has to be some explanation as to what was that loud noise everybody heard that night.
Ms. Arnwine,
there were hundreds of thousands of gallons of water pouring in.
That would sound like bam, boom, boom.